Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's time for Sports Day.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Getting ready for Canes Yellow Jackets. That is Miami versus Georgia Tech. The Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech. The swag of the U. Pre-game going to start at 4 o'clock. Post-game going to go till about 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. We're going to bring you the whole shooting match. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Alex Dono, Malik Rozier, Brian Monroe. I see Greeper running around here. Trevor Harris going to be working. Danny Garcia. Am I missing anybody, Vlad? Hate to leave anybody out.
No, you've hit everyone.
Maybe you and I doing the pre-game right now. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to get you mostly ready for this Canes game, because whether you're saying it should be a walk in the park, it should be cruising down 95, still an ACC game, still Georgia Tech.
First ACC game of the season.
Yeah, so, you know, it might not be a walk in the park, but no. Hopefully it'll be that W that we're looking for. We're going to get into predicting pretty much, because this is the part of the show where we like to kind of predict what's going to happen, at least what we think is going to happen in the sports world. But before we do all the predictions, let's look back. Not forward yet. We're going to go forward, but first let's look back at the week that was, sports-wise, in South Florida with the montage.
It is loud as we welcome you back to Red October here in Philadelphia, just about set for the first pitch between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins.
It's Inter-Miami in the all-pink tonight. From right to left, it's Chicago in the navy blue. Really all on the line here for Inter-Miami. They cannot be eliminated tonight mathematically. They cannot clinch anything tonight mathematically. But it's a massive fork in the road for this team. Win in the driver's seat for that play-in spot. Draw, you start running out of time. Lose, you're on the brink of elimination.
Yeah! No, they give it on a reverse to the left side. Touchdown! Swinging a ground ball left side. Boehm to his left. Scoops it up. Throws on the run. He got him. Yes. The ball game's over. The Phillies pitching rules the day as they take game one of the wild card series. A 4-1 win over the Marlins behind Zach Wheeler and the bullpen.
Dombrowski blocks out for handball. And is it given? Yep. It is. 53rd minute. Martinez a chance to equalize against the young Chris Brady. Martinez successfully tucks it away. 7-for-7 this year on penalties, and it's 1-1.
Backhand beat through the neutral zone. Nick Cousins then looking off to his left. He's got his man, Anton Lundell, to the slider shot. Touch up. He scores, and Anton Lundell ties this game at 2 with 9:50 to go here in the third.
Fakes to Cook. It's a keeper by Allen, and he's going to sail into the end zone. An 11-yard touchdown run on the quarterback keeper. Oh, the Bills running away now, up 27 with an extra point.
The whistle comes from Joey Dickerson. A 4-1 final in favor of the Chicago Fire. A pivotal evening in the playoff race, a fork in the road for Inter Miami, and they travel the road that gives them a very, very small chance of making it through now. It's going to be difficult. It's not impossible. But tonight, they'll have to pick up the pieces and get back at it on Saturday against Cincinnati.
The final seconds tick away. The Ottawa Senators come away with a 4-2 victory over the Panthers. A couple of late goals make the difference for Ottawa, and that's how this one ends.
What's happening around basketball? Do you feel like there's an extra sort of chip on your guys' shoulder, or is it sort of business as usual?
Nah, no chip on my shoulder. I can't speak for everybody else. We're a good basketball team. People gear up to beat us. It's a sign of respect.
Not the way I do it.
No balls, two strikes. Soto ready. He kicks the pitch. Strike three called. He got him looking. 100 miles an hour, and Chisholm takes it for strike three, and the Phillies take the wild card series, sweeping Miami with a 7-1 win.
Ooh, I got to go get my gasolina from my man Manny and Don Julio at Jensen's Liquor Store for tonight and the Dolphins game tomorrow. Man, gonna get into that. They're open till 3 o'clock in the morning, so even if things go really late here at the radio station, I can still get out there. Good. It's good to know. Let's do it, Vlad. Let's give a little bit of predictions on what's going to be happening in the sports world here in South Florida. Let's start right now with those Miami Hurricanes with the pregame starting at 4 o'clock. They're taking on a not-so-great Georgia Tech team. You think it is a cruising evening for the U?
Yes. Yeah. I think the U wins 38-13.
Oh, bigger than me. I was saying 30-17.
Yeah, I think they might struggle in the beginning because, I mean, it's been 2 weeks.
It's an ACC game. A lot of pride.
But I think they're just better right now, and I think their confidence is very high right now. So, and I think they know that they stack up wins. Their really big game is North Carolina. They got their toughest part of the schedule is coming up very shortly. But North Carolina, Carolina, Clemson home, and then Florida State. I'm not worried about NC State anymore. I've seen NC
State. They've been pretty bad this year.
Yeah, they're not. No. But at North Carolina and Clemson at home and Florida State. And I think they beat Carolina, beat Clemson. That Florida State game is going to be one of those games, again, where it brings up the old 80s, 90s, 2000s Canes-Noel rivalry.
I just want to see the Canes go out there and just be the better team today. That's all I want to see.
They are the better team.
Outclass them, outplay them, leave no doubt. They've done it all year long. I've been asking them to do it all year long. They're doing it. I'm going to ask them again. Let's do it. Let's do it. Dolphins, they're going to be playing the Giants tomorrow at 1. Kind of a bounce back, I guess you'd call, after the Buffalo Bills game. Vlad, you see this one as not being that tough either. You're not very sold on the Giants being all that decent even.
Bro, have you watched the Giants play football these first 4 weeks?
You're never as bad as your worst week.
They've had 3 worse weeks.
Well, they had really like 3.5 worse weeks.
They've had really 3.5 worse weeks. They've only had 2 quarters. Okay? This, but they're 1-3. 16 quarters, they've been outplayed in 14 of them.
Yeah. I'm still going to go, let's go 30-24 for me. Dolphins.
No.
Okay. What do you say?
43-10.
43-10?
Yep.
Man, blowout city here in South Florida.
Absolutely. It's going to be
right.
A blowy.
I hope you're right. Rangers and the Orioles are 0-0 right now in the fourth inning.
Good. The weather's cleared up in Baltimore.
Lifted up. You get Twins and Astros at 4:45, Braves and Phillies at 6, and at 9:20, Dodgers and D-backs are all game ones. Let's talk about Lionel Messi. Game time decision for tonight's Inter-Miami FC Cincinnati game. Kickoff at 7:30. Does Lionel Messi or Leo Messi play first?
Yes.
Whew. You kind of paused a little bit right there.
Yes.
Got to think about it. I say yes. He gives it a go. I don't know how much he plays, but I do believe if there's any time he's going to try to give it a go tonight is the night, because you don't win tonight, you're done. Basically, the season's over, and you're not going to play anymore this year. So give it a go, maybe some 30 minutes, maybe some 45 minutes. But the real question is, with Messi playing possibly, does Inter-Miami defeat FC Cincinnati, who has the best record, has already secured the best record in most points for the regular season in MLS?
I think they want to. If Messi plays, I still think FC Cincinnati wants to get revenge.
Yeah, that's what I worry about.
For that losing the, what was it? The
U.S. Open Cup semifinal.
Semifinal. So
penalty kicks.
They really don't have anything to play for, but you still want to play well. And, you know, it's if Messi does play, you want to win because all eyes will be on the game. And if they win and they put Mr. Apple and Inter Miami out of the MLS postseason picture, then we're going to have to really look at this. Does Messi coming to my Inter Miami, is there a little luster, taking off if they don't get to the playoffs, or in the manner that they don't get to the playoffs, like him being hurt and, you know, this is the last, what, four games of the season. You want to at least make sure that if he's playing, get the fans' attention so that they see good quality football being played. And maybe want to buy tickets for next season when they know he'll be there for a full year.
Where also, by the way, season tickets value doubled. The cost
right.
is doubled.
And that's the other thing. A lot of things have moved up since Messi's been since Messi joined the team. And it's great when they were winning and he was playing, but once he stopped playing and then they realized that all these all the costs went up, they started hearing some feedback.
Yeah, you're starting to hear, I don't think if they don't make the playoffs, any luster is lost, but I think the mania doesn't ramp up anymore. I think you just kind of stay right where you're at because, you know, Messi didn't make the playoffs, but, I mean, he came in with almost an impossible task to get this team even into the playoffs. That we're even talking about them possibly making the playoffs is unbelievable. But if he were to come in, play, they make the playoffs, then the mania just gets that much more amped up. So I don't know. I just like to see him go out there and make it happen tonight. I think FC Cincinnati gave us a hell of a game with a healthy Messi, Sergio Busquets, and Jordi Alba. This time they have revenge on their mind. I think it's a 3-1, 3-2 game. FC Cincinnati, unfortunately, they're going to end the season. End the playoff hopes, let me say. Not the season for Inter-Miami, but hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong. Do you care about Panthers preseason against the Lightning today at 6? Just throw a score out.
I haven't cared about one preseason game at all, man.
I actually covered a preseason game. Panthers lost. So
cover, when you mean cover, like you did the game or you went to the game and got interviews and all of that?
Come on, man. I just helped out in the studio, man.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. I don't care about preseason.
5-2. I don't know.
I don't care about preseason. Next when we start? Tuesday? Tuesday night?
Yeah, Minnesota week? Wild.
In Minnesota.
First three games on the road.
Nice. And then they come home to
the 19th against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Amerant Bank. All right. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the Panther season.
I think a lot of people are very excited. This is probably right up there with first or most exciting beginning of a season for the Panthers that we've ever had. It's the most exciting because last year we won our first Stanley Cup championship game. So therefore, it's a little more amped up, a little more sauce. We'll say that. No prediction needed. Sandy Alcantara will not pitch next season. He had Tommy John surgery. No doubt about it. Let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. An Australian man was caught cheating on his lady, so to exact revenge, she spray-painted cheater on his Toyota SUV.
And?
Could have been way worse.
Nah, you ain't did nothing. It's nothing. I'm a cheater. Okay, what? And?
This isn't messing up his car.
You didn't crack open the window. You didn't bust my tire. You know, you didn't take the air out of my tires. Nah, you didn't cut my tires. Nothing. That's easy.
Cheater? Yeah, I can take care of that.
Whatever. That's nothing that a little car wash can take out, man.
There you go. Look at Vlad.
That's nothing.
Silver lining.
Come on. That's nothing, man.
I know a lot of other ways she could have gotten that.
By the way, that's bad by you, Ma. I'm going to tell you why.
Let it go. You better off.
You letting everybody know that he cheated on you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to look at, damn, what were you doing that he needed to step outside and step out the marriage on you? Like, think about it. No, well, you look at you. You must talk a lot or you must act up because clearly you could have kept it private. But no, you wanted to put cheat on his automobile. By the way, was it what country was this?
It was Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Guys in Australia aren't known to be the nicest guys in the world.
Yeah.
When you got a 2-to-1 ratio of women to men in a country.
Outback Jack.
Supply and demand, baby. Supply and demand. I'm demanding.
In Australia, the Vlad's in high demand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
What are the top three countries that the Vlad is in top highest demand?
Australia's one of them.
One of them? I've heard Canada's pretty strong.
Canada?
And I couldn't tell you. Germany.
Oh, really?
Germans? Look, the first time I Googled, I had a friend that
you
had.
You know what? You're right. Ime Udoka.
Yeah. I had a friend who also, he was an exchange student from Germany. And man, he was in love with this cheerleader. And I found it odd. Like, you're blonde hair, blue eyes. Why are you dating someone with darker features? He's like, no, in Germany, that's like exotic and great and awesome. So the first time I was like, let me see, Dirk Nowitzki's wife. Sure enough, done. And Germany's a great country, Vlad.
Good beer.
Might be a great place for you to vacation, maybe go.
I don't know about that.
They love you.
I'm not going to a place that's called Frankfurt.
Frankfurt? Alemania?
No.
Hey, look, if I'm beloved.
Like Frank first.
If I'm beloved somewhere,
poor.
I might go. Maybe make the trip out for the Dolphins.
But I know where I'm definitely going tonight to the Hard Rock.
Ah, it's going to be happening. Let's break down the game next here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, You won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Getting ready for Hurricanes Yellow Jackets that kick off 8 o'clock tonight. The U going to be wearing the blackout uniforms. Love it. Nighttime, Hard Rock Stadium, blackout uniforms. This team going to blackout Georgia Tech. Enforce their will. Mario Cristobal in year number two. A little bit of a learning curve in year number one. So far, year number two, been looking pretty good. Now, if you're saying, man, Georgia Tech sucks, well, let's kind of take a look. They lost to Louisville.
They stink.
In the first game of the season, 39-34. Remember, Louisville is number 25 in the nation. They're going to be playing Notre Dame later tonight. 39-34, Louisville undefeated. Okay, first game. Maybe Louisville's got something cooking. We're okay. Second game of the year, Georgia Tech takes on South Carolina State. You know the score is going to be nasty. 48-13, Georgia Tech. Then Georgia Tech takes on Ole Miss. So they're 1-1 at this point.
Ole Miss laid a smackdown on them, didn't they?
48-23.
That's a smackdown.
48-23. Ole Miss, good team. 16th in the nation. Lost to Alabama. Alabama, who knows what's going on with them. So at this point, you're saying, okay, so far they've beaten an FCS school and they've lost to two ranked teams. They go and play Wake Forest. Now you're thinking, uh-oh, watch out for Wake Forest. Au contraire. Georgia Tech 30, Wake Forest 16.
Wake Forest not that.
Okay, but now you're thinking, wait a second, Georgia Tech can hang until last week. Vlad, Bowling Green put it on Georgia Tech 38-27. That's
what, what's the score I said? I said what, 38-13?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't even see the I didn't even see the scores, but two times you said they've given up at least 38 points.
Yes. No. They've given up 39 the first week.
Okay.
We're not going to worry about South Carolina State. Mississippi, Ole Miss, 48 points. Mm-hmm. Wake Forest, 16. That's good. But then Bowling Green, there's no excuse for let them put 38 up on you.
So, yeah.
At Georgia Tech, College Park.
So, in five games, they've given up at least 35 points. Three times.
And we know Tyler Van Dyke has been looking very comfortable.
This could be a very good Heisman stat game.
I didn't even think about that.
Because there are going to be games. Like I said, there's three games. At North Carolina versus Clemson at home and at Florida State. If Tyler Van Dyke puts up some numbers, I think he's going to move up in the Heisman voting.
Man, you take care. You have a big night tonight if you're Tyler Van Dyke. Maybe get a running touchdown, throw that in there just to pad the stats. North Carolina, that's going to be a ball game if both teams do what they're supposed
to
do.
Especially if you can outshine what many people consider to be the second best quarterback prospect in next year's draft.
Man, you just hate going to North Carolina. Strange things happen in North Carolina whenever Miami and North Carolina play. Yeah. Okay, but still, then you get Clemson, like you said, Vlad. Clemson.
Yeah, I need you to end Clemson, guys. We need to do this. I'm sick of Clemson. It's like watching the Patriots, bro. I just want you to end them. I'm sick of Dabo.
I don't really hate Clemson.
Sick of him.
I don't really hate Dabo. I did think it was extreme hubris that this offseason he allowed no transfer portal players. Like, what are you trying to prove?
Let them go old school.
Well, what are you trying to prove?
Stay in old school, man.
I do it my way. We like our guys. I was like, what?
Let them go old school. Let him go old school.
Okay.
Let him still think this is mid-2015s. I mean, mid-2010s. You know what I mean? Think 2016, 2017. No, Deshaun's not coming walking through that door anymore. Trevor Lawrence is not walking through that door. You got to step up, man. You got to move on with the times. And right now, transfer portal is the time. So you got to make sure you can relate to these players. That's what it is. Dabo thought about, oh, you listen, recruiting's, you still got to recruit the mama. You still got to recruit the household.
That's never going to change.
That's never going to change. But the tactic, it's changed. You know, before it was always, I mean, you can always get, especially those Southern head coaches, they start talking about religion, you know, and start talking about the Lord and everything like that. Mm-hmm, you got mama. Now it's not that anymore. It is not that. These kids, their mothers are young.
Mama. It's about mama, but it's also about money.
Right. But these kids, their mothers are young. You know, their mothers know what's going on. They know what's up. So it's you got to relate to these kids in a different way. So Dabo's not able to do that. You know what? As much as crazy as it is, Nick Saban is more relatable than Dabo Swinney.
In a way, I think he gets a good staff around him.
Whatever. But you know what? Him doing the Pat McAfee show?
Yeah.
You see him on doing shows, you see him being out there, it's more relatable.
I mean, I'm friends with Ryan Clark and Marcus Spears and those guys, and they absolutely love and relate to Coach Saban.
They love Nick Saban. You know who everybody, Mario. You see the players love Mario. You see that they love Coach Cristobal, so what do you think happens? He's relatable. Mario relates, and he knows this city, but he relates. I mean, for a guy to go to Oregon and get these recruits to go to Oregon, it's nothing to do in Eugene, bro.
But you got the Nike, you got the national brand.
How many times do you want to see the Nike headquarters? How many times?
The crazy uniforms.
That's beautiful.
Oregon's a great state.
Great state, but Eugene, not so much. Not a great city.
I thought it was very telling. We had Javon Holland on weekdays, Tuesdays actually, on the Hawk and Crowder show, as part of the Hawk and Crowder show, usually at 2 o'clock. And he said, yeah, man, I had to tell my dad to stop, because, of course, Javon Holland played for Coach Mario Cristobal at Oregon. And he said, I had to stop, tell my dad to stop texting and calling Coach Cristobal talking about the games. And I thought that was very cool. I was like, in what day and age is a head coach conversating with a player's parents? That's just the way it is nowadays. Mario Cristobal, I have a feeling he's on the phone or he's on the text threads with parents and recruits. I mean, I don't know all the rules anymore, but as much as you can with current players, definitely, and recruits and parents and stuff like that, all the time. I would say it's all the time. It's a new age that we live in where, remember back in the day when you didn't have cell phones, you show up, Bear Bryant came to town, that one phone, Bo Jackson said the phone rang, and people were like, whoa, that's the phone that Bear Bryant called on. Now it's like, here's my number. Call me if you need me. Let's go back and forth. You got questions? Let me know. Mario Cristobal seems like that guy that just doesn't sleep, cares about his players, cares about his players' families, and really endears himself to them and shows that, you know, like, maybe your parents can't be here, but I can be your family. And that's the way I think it needs to be now. Now it's not, you better run through that brick wall or else.
No, they're not trying to hear that, man.
No, I'm not trying to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear that.
Nope.
It's 2023. Going to 2024. It's not 1980s.
That's it. Do as I say, not anymore. But, you know, if you can show out and you're Tyler Van Dyke, and even this Hurricanes team, UNC, that's like I said, it's a huge test on the road. You both would be very, very well-ranked. Both teams probably around number 10, depending on what goes on. If you could take care of Clemson, then you get Virginia. Not a good team, not a bad team. NC State, like you said, Vlad, you're not scared of them. And then Florida State, November 11th in Tallahassee. Wow, that would be something right there if everything would play out that way. But Tyler Van Dyke, if you can show out in these games, you put yourself right where you need to be in the Heisman conversation.
I think so.
Big game against Georgia Tech, wins against UNC, Clemson. Maybe one of those games is also a big game for him.
And his stock is moving up in the draft as well, in the NFL draft.
I've liked what I've seen all year long. Like I said, it's been 5 games. That's okay. I've liked what I've seen. Like I said, I've liked the maturity. You and I like the maturity we've seen in him. The way he's varying his passes. It's not just all fastball, catch it if you can. It's all the different receivers. I like the running game is going. He's quarterbacking. He was not healthy last year. He's healthy. He's confident. He's feeling good now. Love seeing that in him. Love seeing that in him. Today, Georgia Tech, go on out there, hang a bunch of points on them, and let's just move on. What is it? Survive in advance? Just win. Just win week to week.
Just win, bro. Now we're in the midway part of the college football season. So now the losses, when you lose, matters.
But it is going to be.
You don't want to lose now.
It is going to feel good to get that first just ACC win under the belt. The more notches you put in your belt,
that's all
the better
off
you're going to feel.
You're only playing the rest of your schedule is ACC.
That is true.
So you don't want to lose now, and who you lose to and how you lose.
At home, at night.
You don't want to lose at home. And if you don't want to lose at all, but you don't want to lose at home. Don't want to lose at home. You got to take care of business at home. And you have two tough road games. At Carolina, at FSU, at Tallahassee.
That's tough. The next this game not so much scares me, because I think we need to just be professional and beat Georgia Tech by being the better team. But the next two games are no, like we said today, cruise and walk through the park. UNC at Chapel Hill, and then you host Clemson, which Clemson for one game could maybe be Clemson. Got to worry about that.
Just remember, they still wear those orange uniforms, and they still have to represent for that university. And Dabo's not, especially if the U is undefeated at that time, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of talk about the U, and you know, one thing the ACC probably doesn't want to hear is Florida State and Miami being back on top, and then that's the biggest game of the year. They want to, Dabo would love to mess that up.
He loves getting those big statement games and being and peacocking around. We don't lose to the SEC. Don't do this. We prove this.
You already lost to Florida State in overtime. Your only chance of probably salvaging the season is probably beating Miami on the road.
We're still on top. Don't believe what they say.
But if Miami beats them and puts a third loss on their record, then yeah. Yeah. It's just like this. Beating Clemson is like the Dolphins beating the Bills.
Yep.
Or when the Dolphins beat the Patriots.
We're over you. We're done.
We're like, yeah, it's like
we've arrived. Done-zo.
Yeah.
We've arrived.
That ever
new sheriff in town.
It's done-zo.
Let's tonight, though, take care of business one game at a time. Let's have a good night. Let's have a very workman-like, yeoman-like game against Georgia Tech. Just be the better team from beginning to end, whether it be in the trenches,
night game
skill players,
too. So nobody could
coaching,
complain about the weather.
Everything.
Nobody could complain about the weather today, Kuzan. Nobody should be complaining about coaching, nothing.
Let's do it.
Let's just a nice, beautiful Saturday evening in Miami watching your favorite college football team play. And starting to get that swagger back, starting to look like the U in their beautiful Miami Knights uniforms.
I like those Knights uniforms.
Let's go.
We're going to get you ready for it next. Final segment before we kick it to the pregame for Miami versus Georgia Tech here on 560 WQAM.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Red River Rivalry, living up to the rivalry. Texas just went ahead 30-27 over Oklahoma with 1:17 left. I have been told by LSU Tigers are about to put the finishing touches on the Missouri Tigers. 49-39
yes,
with 28
sir.
Seconds left. Was there a pick six, Vlad?
I have to admit, I have to give credit to your team. Pick six at the end to make it 49-39.
22 points in the fourth quarter. You know what they call that? Clutch. Whoo! Now we got the Hurricanes tonight. Georgia Tech. Let's hang a 40 on them. Let's hang a 50 on them. Let's hang a 60 on them. Let's do it. LSU hanging 49. Come on, Miami. Let's hang 50. Let's get that big win. Dolphins, they get the Giants, the G-men, and we use that term very lightly. Let's hang 40 on them. Let's just cruise this weekend, Vlad. I'm all about cruise. Enter Miami? Hold up. We're not done yet.
Are you wanting to put 40 goals?
Put up 40. 30, okay, I'll be realistic. 20.
Relax.
We want 20.
Just put up 4.
You know what, Panthers? They're going to be playing the Lightning. We don't like the Lightning.
I want
10. No. I want 10. I want 10. We want 10.
Calm down.
I want a lot of offense, man. I don't care about defense anymore.
Clearly you don't. No, I want to see defense from the Dolphins.
The Dolphins
tomorrow.
I need a little more defense.
I need to see defense from the Dolphins against a putrid Giants offense. Like Daniel Jones, man. Like make everybody realize that was $40 million.
Poorly spent.
But tonight, in like 15 minutes, you'll have Hurricane Game Day.
That's it.
And then you're going to listen to the great, great voices of Alex Dono and Brian Monroe. And then you listen to the voice of Miami Hurricane Sports, Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr.
Zagacki. K-I.
With Josh Darrow. Roaming the sidelines.
My favorite part of the whole broadcast is when DBJ is running around the locker room after the game getting interviews.
Man, that's always the fun part, bro. That was always the fun part. By the way, when we were on the road, you could tell. We could tell by Don Bailey Jr. the way he was moving around, where you can, this is gonna be a long one. Or, man, none of the guys want to talk. You know what? I'm out, Joe. Back to you. I was like, oh, well, if he says that, that means we got to get going.
Let's see if we can get Tyler Van Dyke real quick. Tyler.
No, if he can't get nobody, that means, oh, man, this postgame's going to be wrapping up very quickly from the stadium.
Oh, Oklahoma just scored against Texas. Now it is going to most likely be 34-30 with like 20 seconds left. And, of course, you get the postgame Malik Rozier. I love his insight, man. He's from Mobile, Alabama, so he's played that down south Friday Night Lights football. Then he played here at the U, and he's been a coach. He's done all these different things. I love the insight he gives on postgame. I absolutely love it. It is an absolute treat. So stick around for that for the rest of the night, because they're going until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you right now, Vlad and I aren't going until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, at least not here at the radio station.
And to all the Twitchers and YouTubers and listeners out there, thank you for joining us this afternoon. I know a lot of people didn't know we were going to be on.
Try to send out some social media as we do usually. I think the next time is Sunday next week.
Is it?
Not this Sunday, but the next. Yes, I think so. I could be wrong. I don't know what's
going on. Oh, are we going to be on before Sunday Night Football? Before the pregame of Sunday Night Football?
Let's see. No. It won't be next week, because next week the Dolphins are playing against the Panthers.
Right. You're talking about the following week when they play the Eagles.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be it.
All right.
And that'll be it. So, okay, I don't know what we're doing. I don't really know what I'm doing the rest of the day. I mean, I think I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do two things. Go to the gym, get healthy, then go to Jensen's Liquor Store and get a little unhealthy, and then hang around for Inter-Miami. Then after that, I don't know. It's Miami. It's out at the U. I'm going to watch a little bit of the U game, and the U hopefully win. Maybe go out tonight. I don't know. Bob's your uncle on the rocks.
I'm not drinking Casamigos, Marlo.
Why not?
I'm not pregaming no Casamigos.
That's a tough pregame, man. You're going to sit in that stadium feeling wonky.
Oh, come on, man.
You got to go with the beer when you pregame.
Definitely beer, but tonight, you know, I might go cognac.
When you get afterwards. We've learned on this show, you don't mix cognac with nothing.
No.
You don't put Sprite.
No, you don't miss no cognac.
Orange juice.
No Henny and Coke, man. No Henny and Coke.
We've been through this.
No. Straight.
Straight?
Straight, no chasing.
Be a man. Put some hair on your chest.
Put some hair on your chest.
That's the way to do it.
It's
right there.
Burn your soul.
I'm so excited about this game now. Man, after LSU winning and hanging 49, now I want the U to hang 50 tonight on Georgia Tech.
50?
50. I want 50. I'm serious. I'm excited. And I think they can. I think this could be a big Tyler Van Dyke night. And, of course, the running game has been very dominant this year. Keep that going. But also, man, TVD, maybe another running touchdown. I'm getting greedy. Just win, guys, tonight.
Let's get that ACC win.
Let's keep the season rocking and rolling. Let's keep it going. Of course, we're going to keep the Canes talk going. We got pregame coming up in just a few minutes. About 10 minutes from now, we're going to step aside. Vlad and I will be back soon. Just keep checking us out on social media. We've always got great stuff for you, whether it's clips from this show, whether it is he and I hanging out with Sergey Bobrovsky. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. At Vlad2078, I am at Dan Day Radio. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, maybe one day OnlyFans. I don't know. I'm trying to get into that medium, but it's just not working out for me right now. I have been working out. I'm going to work out and stuff like that. So other than that, let's get it going. Canes, let's get it going. Dolphins, let's go going. Inter Miami, am I missing anybody? The Marlins, come on. Let's get it going. Other than that, thank you for listening. We got Canes for the next 15 hours right here on 560 WQAM.
Later, fools.
A woman refuses to give her sister a gift for her second wedding to the same man because the one she got for the first wedding cost $6,000.
So why do you have to get something that's $6,000 again?
I don't know. She said enough is enough.
That's dumb.
What's weird? So her sister gets married to a guy. She buys her a $6,000 couch. They get a divorce. Then they rekindle their love and they want to get married again.
Oh, I didn't know. Wait, you didn't say that part.
I said same man.
No. But you didn't say they had broken up.
Yeah, they got a divorce.
You didn't say that part.
They're basically renewing their vows.
Well, when you said renewing their vows, I thought they were just like, you know, renewing their vows.
Well, they got to remarry now.
Right, but I just thought they were just married already and they were just renewing their vows. I didn't know that they were divorced. Nah, you ain't getting another gift. Yeah, you got to get the first time.
My rule is you get one wedding gift from me.
I'm
get
thinking,
one wedding gift.
Nah, I'm thinking this is like, oh, they renewed, like, this is like their 20th anniversary. Nah, you got to get them a present. You've known them for 20 years, but this is something where they were married. You gave them a $6,000 gift. They broke up for however long, and then they get back together? I'm not getting you no $6,000
gift. My rule is this. You get one wedding gift from me in your life, unless...
The gift is me coming back.
Yeah, or less the second, third, fourth time you have like a big time wedding. Like,
nah, fam. The gift is me coming back to the second wedding. I saw this the first time. I know how this movie ends.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit Game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
And Red River Rivalry living up to the rivalry. Texas just went ahead 30-27 over Oklahoma with 1:17 left. I have been told by LSU Tigers are about to put the finishing touches on the Missouri Tigers. 49-39
yes,
with 28
sir.
Seconds left. Was there a pick six, Vlad?
I have to admit, I have to give credit to your team. Pick six at the end to make it 49-39.
22 points in the fourth quarter. You know what they call that? Clutch. Whoo! Now we got the Hurricanes tonight. Georgia Tech. Let's hang a 40 on them. Let's hang a 50 on them. Let's hang a 60 on them. Let's do it. LSU hanging 49. Come on, Miami. Let's hang 50. Let's get that big win. Dolphins, they get the Giants, the G-men, and we use that term very lightly. Let's hang 40 on them. Let's just cruise this weekend, Vlad. I'm all about cruise. Enter Miami? Hold up. We're not done yet.
Are you
going to
put 40 goals?
Put up 40. Okay, I'll be realistic. 20.
Relax.
We want 20.
Just put up 4.
You know what, Panthers? They're going to be playing the Lightning. We don't like the Lightning.
I want 10.
I want 10. We want 10.
Calm down.
I want a lot of offense, man. I don't care about defense anymore.
Clearly you don't. No, I want to see defense from the Dolphins.
Dolphins are need a little more defense.
I need to see defense from the Dolphins against a putrid Giants offense. Like Daniel Jones, man. Like make everybody realize that was $40 million.
Poorly spent.
But tonight, in like 15 minutes, you'll have Hurricane Game Day.
That's it.
And then you're going to listen to the great voices of Alex Dono and Brian Monroe. And then you listen to the voice of Miami Hurricane Sports, Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr.
Z-A-G-A-C-K-I.
With Josh Darrow. Roaming the sidelines.
My favorite part of the whole broadcast is when DBJ is running around the locker room after the game getting interviews.
Man, that's always the fun part, bro. That was always the fun part. By the way, when we were on the road, you could tell. We could tell by Don Bailey Jr. the way he was moving around, this is gonna be a long one. Or, man, none of the guys want to talk. You know what? I'm out, Joe. Back to you. I was like, oh, well, if he says that, that means we got to get going.
Let's see if we can get Tyler Van Dyke real quick. Tyler.
No, if he can't get nobody, that means, oh, man, this postgame's going to be wrapping up very, very quickly from the stadium.
Oh, Oklahoma just scored against Texas. Now it is going to most likely be 34-30 with like 20 seconds left. And, of course, you get the postgame, Malik Rozier. I love his insight, man. He's from Mobile, Alabama, so he's played that down south Friday Night Lights football. Then he played here at the U, and he's been a coach. He's done all these different things. I love the insight he gives on postgame. I absolutely love it. It is an absolute treat. So stick around for that for the rest of the night because they're going until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm telling you right now. Vlad and I aren't going until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, at least not here at the radio station.
And to all the Twitchers and YouTubers and listeners out there, thank you for joining us this afternoon. I know a lot of people didn't know we were going to be on.
Try to send out some social media as we do usually. I think the next time is Sunday next week.
Is it?
Not this Sunday, but the next. Yes, I think so. I could be wrong. I don't know what's
going on. Oh, are we going to be on before Sunday Night Football? Before the pregame of Sunday Night Football?
Let's see. No. It won't be next week because next week the Dolphins are playing against the Panthers.
Right. You're talking about the following week when they play the Eagles.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be it.
All right.
And that'll be it. So, okay, I don't know what we're doing. I don't really know what I'm doing the rest of the day. I mean, I think I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do two things. Go to the gym, get healthy, then go to Jensen's Liquor Store and get a little unhealthy, and then hang around for Inter Miami. Then after that, I don't know. It's Miami. It's out at the U. I'm going to watch a little bit of the U game, and the U hopefully win. Maybe go out tonight. I don't know. Bob's your uncle on the rocks.
I'm not drinking Casamigos, Marlo.
Why not?
I'm not pregaming no Casamigos.
That's a tough pregame, man. You're going to sit in that stadium feeling wonky.
Oh, come on, man.
Now, you got to go with the beer when you pregame.
Definitely beer, but tonight, you know, I might go with cognac.
When you get afterwards. We've learned on this show, you don't mix cognac with nothing.
No.
You don't put Sprite.
No, you don't miss no cognac.
Orange juice.
No Henny and Coke, man. No Henny and Coke.
We've been through this.
No. Straight.
Straight?
Straight, no chasing.
Be a man. Put some hair on your chest.
Put some hair on your chest.
That's the way to do it right there.
Burn your soul.
I'm so excited about this game now. Man, after LSU winning and hanging 49, now I want the U to hang 50 tonight on Georgia Tech.
50?
50. I want 50. I'm serious. I'm excited. And I think they can. I think this could be a big Tyler Van Dyke night. And, of course, the running game has been very dominant this year. Keep that going. But also, man, TVD, maybe another running touchdown. I'm getting greedy. Just win, guys, tonight.
Let's get that ACC win.
Let's keep the season rocking and rolling. Let's keep it going. Of course, we're going to keep the Canes talk going. We got pregame coming up in just a few minutes. About 10 minutes from now, we're going to step aside. Vlad and I will be back soon. Just keep checking us out on social media. We've always got great stuff for you, whether it's clips from this show, whether it is he and I hanging out with Sergey Bobrovsky. It doesn't matter. At Vlad2078. I am at Dan Day Radio. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, maybe one day OnlyFans. I don't know. I'm trying to get into that medium, but it's just not working out for me right now. I have been working out. I'm going to work out and stuff like that. So other than that, let's get it going. Canes, let's get it going. Dolphins, let's go going. Inter Miami, am I missing anybody? The Marlins, come on. Let's get it going. Other than that, thank you for listening. We got Canes for the next 15 hours right here on 560 WQAM.
Later, fools.
A woman refuses to give her sister a gift for her second wedding to the same man because the one she got for the first wedding cost $6,000.
So why do you have to get something that's $6,000 again?
I don't know. She said enough is enough.
That's dumb.
What's weird? So her sister gets married to a guy. She buys her a $6,000 couch. They get a divorce. Then they rekindle their love and they want to get married again.
Oh, I didn't know. Wait, wait, you didn't say that part.
I said same man.
No, 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 no. But you didn't say they had broken up.
Yeah, they got a divorce.
You didn't say that part.
They're basically renewing their vows.
Well, when you said renewing their vows, I thought they were just like, you know, renewing their vows.
Well, they got to remarry now.
Right, but I just thought they were just married already and yeah. They're just renewing their vows. I didn't know that they were divorced. Nah, you ain't getting another gift. Yeah, you got to get the first time.
My rule is you get one wedding gift from me.
I'm thinking this is like, oh, they renewed, like this is like their 20th anniversary. Nah, you got to get them a present. You've known them for 20 years, but this is something where they were married. You gave them a $6,000 gift. They broke up for however long, and then they get back together? I'm not getting you no $6,000
gift. My rule is this. You get one wedding gift from me in your life, unless...
The gift is me coming back.
Yeah, or unless the second, third, fourth time you have like a big time wedding. Like,
nah, fam. The gift is me coming back to the second wedding. I saw this the first time. I know how this movie ends.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.